I had my thumb in the air on a southbound road, just stepping into Mississippi. Now let me warn you about the story that's about to unfold. It's gonna sound a little trippy. I've been walking most of the morning on this hot and hazy day. I heard a distant rumble, stepped back and looked its way. Hey, broken down Chevelle rolled to a stop 10 feet away. Its radiator steaming hot and drippy. Well, the door came creaking open and I took a look inside, and the smell was anything but ordinary. Now, Lord, I said I'm grateful, but when I prayed for a ride, I had hoped for something just a bit less scary. His fingernails were long and caked with many moons of dirt. He had several days of whiskers and a booger on his shirt. He said his name was Lawrence, but his feelings would be hurt if I ever called him anything but Larry.
His name was Larry.
Well, Larry asked me where to with a weak and yellow grin. I said I'm off to see a friend in Nacogdoches. Well, isn't that uncanny? So am I. He said, hop in. This Mississippi sun can be ferocious. So I slid across the upholstery like a greasy plate of fries, buckled up my seatbelt and closed both my eyes. I'd seen my share of danger, I'm not a stranger to surprise, but it usually comes along in smaller doses.
Oh, not smaller.
He said the ride's free, there's just one price to pay. Listen to my story and pass it on one day. That's what I'm doing.
So that's what he's doing. He wondered what he was doing.
Well, some will carry on, he said, about their childhood days, but mine will have you shaking in your booties. I never found my place in that tricky social maze among the schoolyard jocks and classroom cuties. One autumn day at recess on the playground, second grade, I felt a kid tapping me hard on my shoulder blade, and I found myself bearing the worst curse ever laid, that dreadful kid's disease known as the cooties.
He's got the cooties.
Well, he searched the playground over, tapping every kid he saw, but they'd all taken steps to avoid contamination. They crossed their fingers, holding up their hands, 'cause that's the law, and they showed him their cootie vaccination. The autumn wind grew colder and the trees lost their green. He carried that burden till he was almost 16, and he dropped out of high school, untouchable, unclean, just 1 year shy of graduation.
He didn't make it.
So he's traveled along, oh, these many years, the back roads along his own special trail of tears. He was the last man.
Last man.
He was the last man on earth. He was the last man on earth to get the cooties. He was the last man.
Last man.
He was the last man on earth. He was the last man on earth to get the cooties. Well, the rain came sheeting across the Shelby County line, and the Texas sky was dark blue and starry. We rolled in the Nacogdoches at 25 past 9, the engine farting like a finish line Ferrari. We sat there for a moment, Larry looking deep in thought. He stuck out a shaky finger and he touched me on the spot. I rolled up my sleeve and showed him my cootie shot. I said, ain't nothing personal, man. I'm sorry,
but not that sorry.
Larry had this look I've never seen before or since, and I don't know why I thought it so surprising. But there was pain in his eyes, so sharp it'd make you wince, a struggle worse than Holyfield and Tyson. And I saw the bigger picture of a man bent with pain, the world on his shoulders and a bug in his brain. And I waved as he drove off, his tires flinging rain as he disappeared into the dark blue horizon. He was- was the last man.
Last man.
He was the last man on earth. He was the last man on earth to get the cooties. He was the last man.
Last man.
He was the last man on earth. He was the last man on earth to get the cooties. Sorry.